The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos, Tavkuf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. The Mara brings a braisa. Tana Rabbanan, Mila Dochet Hataras. Mila, the commandment of circumcision, Zdocha overrides Tzaras, the prohibition against cutting off, removing a Nega Tzaras, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shelo Bizmana. The Gemara continues, Minahani Mili. How do we know this? The Tana Rabbanan, Yimo Besar Arlaso, the Pasuk says, Yimo Besar Arlaso, he shall circumcise the flesh of his Arla, V'afal Pi Shiye Shem Baharas. The Gemara later says, Tinach Gadol Luxibu Basar, Tatanami Xibu Basar. That both Mila of a Gadol, an adult who needs a bris Mila, as well as a Katan, in both contexts, the Torah writes the word Basar. One pasuk is in Bereshis. It says, Arel Zachar, Asher Lo Yimolas Besar Arlaso. The other pasuk is in Chumash Vayikra, Ubayom Hashmini, Yimol Besar Arlaso. That latter pasuk is referring to a child. We're going to cheat in this lecture a little bit and focus primarily on the conclusion of this sugya, which actually appears on the next amud on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara asks, Halamali Krat, Dover Shemus Kavin, Uba Dover Shemus Kavin Mutter. The rule is that if a person does not intend to do an Aveira, but he accidentally does, that's called Dover Shemus Kavin. That's Mutter, the Gemara says. So this person wants to do a Bris Mila, cutting off the Taras is accidental, so it should be Mutter. So the Mara says, well, I'm Rabbi Lamitzrach El Rabbi Yehuda Damar Dovashem Eskavin Aser. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that even accidental prohibition of Dovashem Eskavin is still Aser. And Rava says, if you look at Rabbi Shimon is the one who says Dovashem Eskavin is Mutter, Moda Rabbi Shimon B'Psik Reish of Lo Yamas. Since the Aveira is inevitable, it is still Aser. The Mara then proceeds to discuss this, but we are interested in the very conclusion of the sugya. V'Abayi Libud Rabbi Shimon. According to Abaye, that it would be mutter, that there is that Dover Shem Eskavin is mutter. So my obviously, what do you do with the drasha of basar? Mila with a tzaraas would anyway be permitted because it would be a Dover Shem Eskavin. Amrav Amram ba'omer lakut barasu miskavin. The word basar is needed for someone who deliberately declares that he intends to cut off his baharas. Tinach gadol. An adult can do that. An adult is an autonomous being, and he can declare an intention. Katan Michael Maimar, an infant, has no intention. Amar of Misharshia, Ba'amar of Ihaben, Lokut Baharas Dimnohud Lachamas Niskavin. The father announces that he intends to cut off his son's Baharas. Now the Gemara asks, V'ika Acher Liyavad Acher. If there is anyone else who can do the Bris Mila, the father should not do it. Why would the Pasuk write the word Basar? To allow the Mila, to say Mila is Doche Tzaras, rather someone else should do it. Why is this so? Because the Gemara brings an important principle in the rule of Atzei Doche Lo Tzasei, Dom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Kol Makom Shatem Mot Tzasei, Velo Tzasei, Imati Yochel Lekayim Shneim, Mutavim Lav, Yom Atzei Vidcha Lo Tzasei. When do we say the rule of Atzei Doche Lo Tzasei? When the conflict is irresolvable. We have to do one or the other. Then we say Asei Doch Alos Asei. But if it's Efter L'Kayim Shneim, if we can satisfy both, if we can fulfill the Asei and not violate the Los Asei, that's what we do. We don't say Asei Doch Alos Asei. So insofar as someone else can perform the Bris Mila, why would the Torah write the word Basar to allow the Mila to override the Taras? So Mar says, you're right. Tzaleka Acha. The Pasuk would only be referring to a case where there was no one else available to do the Bris Mila. Now the Shagas Aryeh infers an important principle from this Gemara. Shagas Aryeh is discussing the halachas of the Big Day Kahuna, the priestly vestments worn by the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hadyot. The garments of the Kohen Gadol definitely contain kelayim. We know Tchelet, Bargaman, Talat Shani, Vishesh, there was some wool there and some linen there. The garments of the Kohen Hadyot, there is actually a machlokas whether they contain kelayim or not. They are primarily pishtun, linen. There's a machlokas whether they contain any tzemer, and therefore there are kelayim in the avnate, in the belt, the sash, or whether there is no tzemer, and the avnate differs from that of the Kohen Gadol, and there is no kelayim. So the Shagas Aryeh asks a kasha. He says, there's machlokes rishonim, that which the Kohen Gadol wears is Big Day Kahuna, which have kelayim, Is that a sort of asei docha lo sasei? That the asei, the mitzvah of wearing big tikkun and doing the avodah, is docha the lo sasei of kalayim? And according to that opinion, indeed, it is only permitted to do so while he's doing the actual avodah and needs the begadim? Or do we say, no, it's not because of asei docha lo sasei, the Torah completely suspended the laws of kalayim in the context of big tikkun? That's machlokes rishon. So Shekatari has a kasha. According to the Rambam, that says that the entire heter to wear the big dekuna with kilayim is only because of atei dechalos asei. So he says, let's consider, we have some avodah that has to be done. Let's say the Tamid Shel Shachras, an ordinary day of the year, not Yom Kippur. Anyone can do the avodah. The Kohen Hedyot can do it too. Now, if we say that the Kohen Hedyot's begadim have no kilayim, then why would we allow the Kohen Gadol to do the avodah? If he does the avodah and he wears his big dekuna of the Kohen Gadol, there'll be kilayim, and he'll have to rely on the rule of atei dechalos asei. If the Kohen Hedyot does it, there won't be kilayim, and there won't be any asei dechalos asei. So why do we not apply the rule of Reish Lakish that kol makom she'efshar l'kayim shneim? We require it, and therefore we should require that a Kohen Hedyot do the avodah always, except Yom Kippur, where the avodah must be done by a Kohen Gadol. All year round, a Kohen Gadol should be prohibited from doing the avodah to avoid kilayim. And he says there are many riots that is not the case. There are many. The Kula Gemari says it is clear that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the avodah whenever he wants, even the rest of the year, not Yom Kippur. Now, who says, the Shagas Aryeh says, that I would have to give up the avodah, the Kohen Gadol would have to relinquish his right to do the avodah in favor of another Kohen to avoid doing the avodah? Maybe he can say, I want to do the avodah and I don't have to give up my chance. He says, the Raya is from Agamar. Agamar says, even though we have a father, and the father would like to do Mila, and he pulls out the Gemara, and he pulls out the Chumash, and says, Basar, that there's a Dechia, the Asay of Mila is Dauch HaTzaras. We tell the father, not so fast. Let someone else do it, because if you do it, there'll be a conflict between the mitzvah and the Avera, and we'll have to say Asay Dachalos Asay. If anyone else does it, because he won't intend to remove the Tzaras, there won't be a conflict, and we say, let someone else do it. Even though the father thereby is not doing the mitzvah, someone else is doing it apparently. Nevertheless, we say that's what we have to do, because we don't want to invoke Dechia unless we have to. So to here, the Shagas Aryeh says, we would not let the Kohen Gadol do the avodah if the Kohen Hedyot can do it without kilayim. And Magbi says one of two things. Either the Kohen Hedyot's begadim also have kilayim, so we don't gain anything, or that the heter of kilayim is not because Vatei Dechalosa said that kilayim simply does not apply in the sphere of the Big Dekuna. The Beis Halevi disagrees. The Beis Halevi begins from the opposite premise of the Shagas Aryeh. He assumes that the rule is that a person never has to give up his mitzvah for someone else to do it, even though his mitzvah carries with it a lo sasei and the other person does not. He says, no, my mitzvah has not, I have no way to do it without the lo sasei. You can do it. Well, that's you, not me. I want to do it. So what about this Gemara? He says, this Gemara, if the father appoints a mohel, that will be through shlichus. The well-known idea in halacha that in many contexts, a person can appoint an agent to do some things for him and it's considered as though he did it. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks, that if the Liaban Acher left someone else do it, and the father will appoint that other person an agent, and thereby the father will still get the mitzvah. But certainly not that the father will give up the mitzvah, like the Shagas Aryeh understands. That is certainly not something that he would have to do. And this opens the door for the main topic of this lecture. How are we to understand, most milas certainly today are performed by someone other than the father, how are we to understand this? Is this shlichus? Is this not shlichus? Is this something l'chatchila that the father can designate somebody else? Is this only b'di'evet if he can't do it? So the first question, before getting into the lumdus of whether it is or is not shlichus, the basic question of whether it is appropriate, whether it is legitimate for the father to hand over the milah to somebody else, to designate somebody else in his stead to perform the milah, is a major dispute among the poskim, beginning in the Rishonim and going down to the Gedolei Achronim. The first one to discuss this is basically the Arzarua. The Arzarua says flatly that the father should not do this. Hecha she'av yodea lamul, a father who knows how to perform the rite of circumcision, asur lo lahaniach la'achar she'yamu lefano. It is prohibited for him to allow anybody else to do the milah. The dark emotion yardea doesn't understand this. He says, tarachin, ma'ishnei mitzvah acheret, yachal atah shliachim v'kama. Any other mitzvah, a person is allowed to appoint someone else in his stead to perform the mitzvah via the mechanism of shlichus. So why not here? And indeed, in the Raman, the Shulchan Aruch, he omits this din of the Arzurah because he feels it is mistaken. He feels it is not correct. There are various approaches in the Acharonim to understand the dispute between the Arzeru and the Daki Moshe. The Beit Ephraim suggests that what they're arguing about is whether the principle of Shlichus actually says that I can do a mitzvah via somebody else. Shlichus, he says, generally appears in Chazal with regard to Kinyanim or Gittin or Gerishin, where an action that I do has a certain legal significance, a legal status, divorce, marriage, acquiring property. Shlichus means that consequence of being married, of being divorced, of changing the status of property, that can be done via Shlichus. If I do the ritual action, I can do that on behalf of somebody else, and he acquires the woman, he divorces the woman, he acquires the property. But mitzvahs, where the mitzvah itself anyone can do, I'm just as capable of doing a bris as anybody else is, I simply want the mitzvah or the schar to pass over to somebody else, that, he says, the Arzeruah holds, the concept of shlichus does not do that, does not say that the schar of the mitzvah, the kiyum of the mitzvah can pass over, the fulfillment of the mitzvah can pass over to somebody else. And the Ramah says it can. And the Beit Ephraim has a detailed discussion of why or why not, and riots to this. That's how he wants to understand the dispute between the Arzeruah and the Daki Moshe. There is another approach, the approach of the Tvua Shor and the Maram Shik. The Shach says that it is absolutely wrong for a father who knows how to do a bris milah to appoint someone else in his stead. Mishu Mohel, someone who is a competent Mohel, Eino Rashoi, he is not allowed, Litanet Zdo La'achel Lamo'elo, V'chayev Hu Ba'atzmo, he himself must do it, Lamo'elo. And he says, because Afti is there, the reason he's pointing this out is Lepishur Isi Kama Nashim Machabdim Lacherim Lamalot B'nehem. He has seen in his time many people who did honor others to perform the Bris Milah, Im Shem Ba'atzim Yecholim Lamal, even though they themselves were competent Mohalim. Uladati, the Shach has very strong words for this, He Mevatzla Mitzvah Zaseh, they are violating a mitzvah zaseh, who mitzvah gedola shel milah, not just any mitzvah zaseh, the great mitzvah of milah, v'yesh levesin levatal davar zeh. In no uncertain terms, the Shach says this is wrong, this is very wrong, and Basin must put a stop to this. The Tvua Shor, in Yardea, discussing the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, also points out this was the minhag in his time. Maisa b'chol yom, he writes, shafilu ha'av yodea lamol hu mechabe lefamim lacherim. Seems from both of them that neither of them had very strong evidence that this was indeed the custom in earlier times, but they both say that in their times this was the custom. But the Tvua Shor rejects the Shach, he accepts the minhag, and he says that there is nothing wrong. He says a person is allowed to mechabed somebody else to perform the mitzvah. And the Tvua Shor distinguishes. He says, Dafka hechad dekavad shliach lo bederosh mechabed la'acher, if he appoints an agent simply as delegation, I don't want to do it, I don't have time, I'm busy, I'm not interested. Rachnirikana wrote to Latrof Batmo, he gives the impression he's not interested in doing it himself. That is wrong. That's a design for the mitzvah. That is wrong. But Baderach Kavach, Machabik Mishmahadirach our mitzvah, to honor somebody else, to honor an Adam Gadol, to perform the mitzvah, that's wonderful, he says. He brings the Machlokit in the Arzeru and the Dark Emosha. And he says that the Dark Emotion's problem was the Meikra Din, in principle, Alumdus, the Dark Emotion sees no reason why delegation does not work for Mila. And the Tvua Shor says that I think that's not what Arzeru meant either. Arzeru also agrees that there's nothing wrong in principle and Alumdus with delegating Mila. Arzeru meant his Din, that a person who makes the Shliach and indicates that he doesn't want to, that he's not interested in doing the mitzvah, Nirek Mevazah, he's implying that he's disdaining the mitzvah. That's wrong. That's what Arzeru means. A person who could do it and doesn't want to do it, he tells his associates, his assistant to do it. That's the wrong thing to do. But certainly, if he does it derech kavod, there's nothing wrong with delegating mila like that. The Chokhmas Adam, also in Kisui Adam, is very unhappy with the Tvua Shor. He has a number of things to say on this general topic, but regarding this point of the Tvua Shor, that a person has the right to honor somebody else to do the mitzvah, the Chokhmas Adam takes a very, very democratic, very modern approach to this, and he says, absolutely not. He says, Dover zeh lo shamanu. He says, a person to give up a mitzvah for somebody else, even if the other person is an Adam Gadol, he says, lo shamanu v'larinu b'shum posik. He says, v'chol mitzvah, kol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael riyan l'chal ha-mitzvahs. Every Jew can appropriately do any mitzvah. He says, Tama l'asmecha. Let me ask you a question, he says. Mi'e l'acher shofar v'lulav. Someone has a shofar or a lulav. An adam chashuv v'machem acher, a great man, a rebbe, a rosh yeshiva, doesn't have one. V'chinomar kvodo begadol. Should we say that his performance of the mitzvah is better than mine? V'itin ha-shofar lulav l'achashuv. who gets batal a mitzvah? Should I say my Rosh Hashiva, my Rebbe, his mitzvah will be better than mine, so I should give him the shofar, give him the lulav, better he do it than me? Absolutely not, says the Chachmas Sadim. Yishtaka hadavar. Very, very strong terms. Chas v'shalom, he means there's no such thing. L'chein l'aniyah daiti, his conclusion is, mutav she'enichu l'shoche l'kayim ha-mitzvah would tell us a love. Allow the shoche to do his own kisi adam. Don't say, give it to the Adam Gadol. Hashem yirelevav, you the Adam Gadol, you don't know how to do shechita, so you think your only choice is to take away the kisi adam from the shoche? No, Hashem will know. Hashem yirelevav. K'moshi efshel l'cholavim l'kayim mitzvahs get, v'yibum. There are lots of mitzvahs, he says, that ordinary people under normal circumstances can't do. Yibum, get. Most of us will pass our whole lives without ever having the opportunity to perform these wonderful mitzvahs of Yibum or Get. Hashem Baruch Hu knows that you want to do his mitzvahs, and he'll give you credit for it. And Kitri Adam is the same thing. He ends up, Kol HaMachashiv Lachas Mitzvah, anyone who intends, who desires to do a mitzvah, benenas, but he can't through no fault of his own, Malamal Kilu Atza, he'll get Tchar for it. But don't take the mitzvah away. Don't tell him that it's a cover for the mitzvah, that you should do it and not him. Maram Shik, in a tshuva, also explains our Zerua the same way that the Tua Shar does. He says also that our Zerua agrees in principle that there is nothing wrong, unlike the Beis Ephraim, there's nothing wrong in Lamdas with delegating, with designating somebody else to do the mitzvah. His objection is that you shouldn't do it if there's a bizayon. If you indicate, sheyesh lo eizah tam, that you don't want to do it yourself, mishum shechas kal b'no, you don't feel like doing it, chedome, v'zeh aser lasa shliach, that's aser because that's a bizayon. But if there's a moel acher, if there's an alternate moel who is tov u'muvcha yosterman, who's simply better and more qualified than you, al yachal lasa shliach, certainly you can make a shliach, kwa b'chal ha-mitzvah, even a mitzvah yosterman b'shlucha, that's fine. But the only time it's actually aser is if you're near a kibizu mitzvah. If you're indicating that you don't want the mitzvah, that's when there's a problem. So here we see a machlokes among the poskim, different svaros, whether it is or is not appropriate for the father to give away the mitzvah if he himself is capable of fulfilling it. Returning to our Gemara, as we've seen, the Gemara asks, li'avad acher, why would the Torah tell you, basar, that the mitzvah of mila is docha, the prohibition against cutting off taras, let someone else do it. Let the father or the child not do it and let someone else do it in his stead. So many acharim ask a kasha. We know that even though there is a mitzvah that if a person is uncircumcised, kol Yisrael mutuvim l'malo, everyone must do the milah, the father has a particular mitzvah, to the extent that we've seen the shach, that he's actually doing a bitl mitzvah if he gives it away. But everyone agrees, whether you hold like the shach or not, that the father certainly has a particular mitzvah to circumcise his own son. So what kind of kasha is this in the Gemara that le'avid achar, let someone else do it, even if we accept the Shagatari's rule, that when two people can do a mitzvah, we let someone else do it, rather than someone who would have a lotsa say, but if the father has a particular mitzvah, that mitzvah will be mizbakel, that mitzvah will be unfulfilled if someone else does it, how can the Gemara ask, le'avid acher? So the Tua Shar is one of the earliest acronyms to ask this kasha. So Tua Shar says, it must be the shach is wrong. It must be there's no particular mitzvah for the father to do it more than anyone else. Even though certainly the Gemara does have a pasuk that the father is obligated to circumcise the son, that just means he's first in line. But he's certainly not mevatel any mitzvah by relinquishing the mitzvah to somebody else. The Yad Elio, Rabbi Elio of Lublin, also makes the same point. He says that according to the Shach, it comes out that Mila is a mitzvah she'ev shalasos vayde acher, so I love a mitzvah, and if he gives it to somebody else, right, overall mitzvah say, the Shach holds that a person who gives away Mila is violating a mitzvah say. He says, but our Gemara, social is a rei shach, our Gemara contradicts the principle of the shach. Later after Adam, however, give a variety of explanations of this Gemara to avoid contradicting the shach. The Shulchan Aruch in Yardeh brings machlokes rishonim. Who makes the shachianu? If the father does not do the bris milah, as today we generally do not, who makes the shachianu? The mohel or the father himself? So the Shulchan Aruch says, yesham rim she'ein sham bris shachianu at all. If someone else does the bris, the Rambam says, regardless of who actually performs the ritual, the father recites the Shachianu blessing, the Chaynagu, B'chol Malchus Eretz Yisrael, throughout Israel, he says, Bisturia, Tzviyosev, Malchus Mitzrayim, the whole Near East there, the custom follows the Rambam that the father makes the Shachianu. So the Gaon The Gaon explains the view of the Rambam. The Gaon says, the Rambam says, Shlucha Kamosa Vala HaMitzvah. Even if someone else actually does the mitzvah, but since this is an idea of Shlichus, it's as though the Father himself did the mitzvah. That's why the Father can make Shachianu, because it's as though he did the Mila himself through the mechanism of Shlichus. But says the Gaon, we have a raya to the Rambam. We can prove that Shlichus operates in the context of Mila. The Father must be getting full credit for the Mila, and that's why he can make Shachianu. What's my raya? The raya is from Agamara. Agamara asked Liyavan Acher, if there is no concept of shlichus, the same kash the other Acherim asked, the Adelio, the Tuashar, how can the Father be expected to give up his mitzvah, but he has the first mitzvah, and he seems to hold, like the Shach, that the Father is not allowed to simply give up the mitzvah? Must be, he says, through shlichus. So Ladina, the Gaon, might disagree with the Shach, because since there is a concept of shlichus, the Father can give it away, but in principle he holds like the Shas that there is a mitzvah, a particular mitzvah of the Father, and were he not to do it, there would be a bittul mitzvah. That's why he says the only way to explain the Gemara is by assuming that there is an idea of shlichus, and therefore when the Gemara asks Liyavan Acher, means the Father still gets the shahar of the mitzvah, he's still mekayim the mitzvah, through someone else physically being the one to do it. Sefer HaMikneh and Kedushin makes the same point. He brings the kasha to Tuashar, and he says, several terutim. One terut is also to invoke shlichus. And there's only a preference for that because mitzvah yotzim b'shlucho, even where shlichus operates, there's still a special mitzvah to do it yourself, but that certainly is not enough to be dachet teras. That, like the Gaon, this is one of his approaches to the Gemara. The reason the Gemara asks liyavan acher is because of shlichus. The Sefer Mikneh, though, has two other answers. The first approach he suggests is ein mizeraya klal, and he the ikav av mitzvah yosim b'achar, even though it's true, like the Shach says, that there is a particular mitzvah of the Father which he violates by giving away the mila. Mikal makom kiman diikalosa say ein adifus mitzvah zu dochalosa say. He's fairly cryptic. He doesn't explain very much, but the point he's making, as we will see later, Acharim develop this more clearly. The point he's making is that just because there is an additional obligation upon the Father, an entire mitzvah, if you're mamatzel a complete mitzvah from beginning to end, then we say asei dochalot asei. But one detail in the mitzvah, even if that detail requires that it be you, that's not enough of a mitzvah to say asei dochalot asei. The Beit Ephraim says that the Tuashar understands that, but the Tuashar is bimadaik, that the language of the Shach is, he's mamatzel mitzvah asei. It sounds like the Shach holds a complete mitzvah asei. Sefer Mikneh says, no, that's not what the Shach meant. The Shach didn't mean it's a real, full-fledged, bona fide, complete mitzvah saying in and of itself. It just means it's a detail in a larger mitzvah, as we'll see. Other Acharim develop this point a little further. Sefer Mikneh has a third explanation of the Gemara. He brings the principle of Tosis based on a Yerushalmi, that mitzvahs that are l'fnei hadibur do not override mitzvahs that are l'achra dibur. A mitzvah that was already in force before Har Sinai does not have the power to override a mitzvah which was subsequently commanded to us. In Cain, says the Sefer Mikneh, the source of the particular obligation upon the Father is derived from Avram. That's l'fnei hadibur. Havla said l'fnei hadibur v'enedach alos aseh. So even if it is a real mitzvah, that sort of mitzvah does not have the power to override a los aseh, and that's why the Gemara asked liyavan achem. Sefer Mikneh just winds up that the Shach's great objection, he says, the Shach's problem with people who give away mila is only if they do it derech kibud, by honoring somebody else without invoking the mechanism of shlichus. Im hu midin shlichus, sha mitzvah hu shalav, im bazeh bitl mitzvah aseh. If it's shlichus and there's no mitzvah, like we saw in the Gaon, like the other Acharim say, that's why the Mar asks liyavan acher, because it's ayde shlichus. And ayde shlichus, the Shach has no problem. The Shach's problem is only if you do it not via shlichus. The Chochmas Adam also takes the approach that since this is only a detail in a larger mitzvah, it is not doche, and that's why the Gemara asks liyavan acher. The Chochmas Adam says, "Ein kavanat haShach shu mitzvah zaseh b'pnei asma." The Shach does not mean the mitzvah of the Father is a separate, full-blown, independent mitzvah. He brings riots. He says, "El al karchach kavanat haShach shabitol anachman mitzvah." The Shach means that if the Father gives away the mila, he has violated a branch, a detail of the mitzvah. The Kivan Shekain, he says, nearly lahochiach, da naf mitzvah ain't a dochalot zase. a complete mitzvah is docha lo tzaseh, but a branch of a mitzvah, a part of a mitzvah, is not docha lo tzaseh, and then he spends time proving this point. The Beis Halevi has a similar approach, that even things which are mitzvahs, if they aren't in and of themselves the sole mitzvah, the main mitzvah, they won't always be docha. But he says it specifically with regard to milah. He doesn't just say a general rule that a detail in a larger mitzvah is not docha. He explains a little more clearly, specifically with regard to milah. He says, why is milah docha, even though there's an asay and a los asay? Taras is asay and a los asay. Normally, an ordinary garden variety, so to speak, mitzvah asay is not docha, and asay and a los asay combined. Why does milah have that power? Because nichrus to a love, Tosha says that milah is nichrus to a love, yud gimel brisas. Milah is a very special mitzvah because God was kares 13 covenants with us over the mitzvah of milah. Bringing a couple of Tosha's to say this. Therefore, he says, this idea, this great milah of milah, that it has 13 brisas, lo shayach rakal ikr mitzvah milah. The fact that the kids should have a milah, that imperative, that's so important that the kid should be nichnas labris, he should be part of the covenant, that has the milah of yud gimel brisas, and that, therefore, is docha, the lo tzaseh, combined with asay of taras. But the particular mitzvah that's a father doer, as opposed to somebody else, that mitzvah doesn't have 13 brisas, and God didn't make 13 brisas that it should be specifically the father. That's like a regular asay. And a regular asay is not docha, lo tzaseh, vasay. So that's why the Gemara asks, liavad acher. Tzitz Eliezer takes a similar approach. He says that even though milah is docha taras, he says it's gzeres akasur from the word basar. And that word basar, he says, that doesn't mean any mitzvah, any detail of the mitzvah, even the father's particular mitzvah should be docha. The etzem mitzvah milah, like Beis Halevi says, the yud gimel brisas, the Tzitz Eliezer just says, the etzem mitzvah milah, that the kid should be nichnas labris, shebasar arla teben yimol, that is so important that that's docha taras. But the particular obligation of the father is not docha taras. And that's why the Gemara asks, liavad acher. Now, we've been discussing up till now the idea of shlichus and milah. As we've seen, the Gaon, the Sefer Mikneh, various acharonim suggest that milah can be done via shlichus and the av is mekayim the mitzvah. And there was some debate among the acharonim whether even the Arzeruah agrees to that, and the Arzeruah is only objecting because of bizayon mitzvah, or as the Machne Ephraim, as the Beit Ephraim suggested, Arzeruah says there's no shlichus on mitzvahs like milah. So we've seen, in that Beis Ephraim, we've seen so far one reason why there might not be shlichus and milah is because on simple mitzvahs, you cannot do a mitzvah de shlichus. You can do a kenyan or a get, or even an avera, the Gemara talks about a shlichus var avera. The Beis Ephraim explains why mitzvah is different from avera. So all those things can be done via shlichus, but a mitzvah maybe not. Another reason why it might not be possible to do milah al yedei shlichus is raised by the Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim says, a father who does not know how to perform a milah, he isn't trained. There's a famous rule in shlichus, kivan de'ihu lamati avid, something which a person cannot do himself, shliach nami lamati mashva. Neither can he appoint an agent to do it for him. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush, a very controversial point, because most cases of something which is lamati avid, someone can't do something, there's a legal halakhic reason why he can't do it. There's some halacha which prevents him from being able to do it. The idea that physically, balabatish, for technical reasons he can't do it because he isn't trained, that should be called lamati mashva, that is a matter of some controversy. Beis Ephraim himself raises this question. He brings that the Sefer Mikneh says that there's an idea of shlichus on milah, he says, and he begins by assuming, he brings a raya that he would not be able to make a shliach. Then he says, He says there's a famous machlokes we showed him whether get needs shlichus, whether the sofer must be a shliach of the baal. If the baal is not writing his own get, if the husband is not writing his own get, he must designate the sofer as his agent to write the get. He says, but wait, al rov ain't a baal yachal lichtov. Typically, a husband will not be trained in the writing of gittin. I feel like dad chak. Certainly, with all the modern rules of gittin, even a get mikra dinisus, even like dad chak, even a basic get to be kosher dad chak, a baal does not know how to do. According to this opinion, the way the Sefer Mikneh, the way the Machne Ephraim explains that there's no shlichus anytime a person can't do something himself, even if it's just for the lack of know-how, for the lack of training and skill, how can he make a shliach? And Kfar Amar Bazeh, he says the Sefer Machne Ephraim, Sefer Beis Meir, there is actually some discussion about this in the context of Gittin, how can the Sefer be a shliach of the husband if the husband himself is not trained in writing a get? There is some further discussion, also based on Arasugya, regarding this question of whether a mohel is or is not a shliach of the father when he performs the circumcision. Some of that discussion hinges on the language of Rashi. Rashi, when he explains the Gemara, Rashi says, Yika Acher, Yaben Acher, when the Gemara asks this key question, if there's anyone else available, let someone else perform the Mila, Rashi says, let someone else do it. She'ena chosher l'taro l'yavad acher. The other person doesn't care about the Torah, so it's not his kid, doesn't care about the Baharas, so no aver is violated. Rashi adds the words, v'lo leku av l'hasam. Let the father not be there, not be present, while the other person performs the bris. What is the significance of that line in Rashi? So the Mishnah Melech, Hilchos Torah says, brings Rashi, Yika acher, lo leikum av lahasam, mashem midvarav, the Mishnah Melech infers from Rashi, di koi av hasam, if the father would be present, af shamol eina mechavin l'taharo, even though the mohel has no intention to circumcise the child, to cut off the baharas, afilu hachi over b'lav, nevertheless, the father would violate the lav. Why? V'tam in the milsa, v'kivin da mitzvah mutelas alav, since the father had a particular mitzvah of milah, Hamohel shli chusei da'av ka'ovid, b'kivin da'kabonis av l'taro hori over b'lav. Says the Mishnah Melech, A, he assumes that shlichus, agency, the concept applies in the context of milah. Therefore, he says, Rashi means that if the father is present when the mohel performs the circumcision, then we're back to square one. Since the father is credited with the mitzvah via the mechanism of shlichus, and he does want the baharis removed, therefore, we haven't accomplished anything. We're back to square one that we're being dug for the lav. So the only solution is, when the mother asks Liyavan Acher, it must mean the father is not around. He apparently assumes that when the father is not around, then the mohel is not acting as his agent. This point is made explicitly by the Sitzel Eliezer. Mashmi says from Rashi, Shekavanasu Bozeh, Sha'acher Yasa Gam B'loh Shlichuso. Because if we understand like the Gaon, the Mila is always done through Shlichus, he says, who cares if the father is there or not? Vade Mashmi says, Shekavanas Rashi, Lashmienu Bozeh, Sha'acher Yasa Gam B'loh Shlichuso. Because if it would be Shlichus, then again, it would be a problem of Taras. So the only way to avoid Shlichus is by the father not being present. So this approach of the Mishnah Melech and Sitzel Eliezer assumes, on the one hand, that the parsha of shlichus does apply to Mila. That's why if the father is present, shlichus will apply, and the father will be credited with the mitzvah, but will also be credited with the avera of severing a baharis. On the other hand, they seem to be assuming, based on Rashi, if the father is not there, then the mohel is acting not as his shliach. They seem to assume that the amila performed by a mohel other than the father may or may not be governed by the principle of shlichus, depending on whether the father is present or not. The Aneg Yom Tov in the Tshuva is unhappy with the Mishnah Melech. He says, this pshat, based on Rashi, that if the father is present and there's shlichus, then we're back to square one and we haven't accomplished anything with regard to the prohibition against cutting off a baharis. Not true, he says. He says, he's established earlier in this tshuva that whenever we say shlichus, we can do a sort of palginan, we can split the shlichus. If there are certain aspects to the act that shlichus should work for, and certain aspects that it shouldn't for, we split them up. We say, amrinan, mashalomatin, lemirme al mashalas, that which cannot be sent back to the mashalas, laramin ala, we don't send back to him, mashalomatin, lemirme al mashalas, that which we do need to send back to him, which we can send back to him, Ramin Ale. To here too, he says, who cares if the father wants to cut the baharis? Regarding the lav, we should say, no, since it would be a lav if he did it, that aspect of the performance of the act of the mohel does not appear as does not get sent back to the av. But the mitzvah does get sent back to the av. So there would even if we were working with a mechanism of shlichus, it would not have to be entirely, we could split the act and credit only half to the father and the other half not. Beis Ephraim, though, but he emphatically rejects this. He says, no way. Im no marash me din shlichus av naguba, im kenereo nasi shlichus galavat al azase. You can't have your cake and eat it. You can't do things halfway. He says, if you're invoking shlichus, then the act is entirely attributed to the father, the mishalach. Re'am is kam b'shlichus de'alachut b'harach, b'harach b'no. Imkain, after Shlechein, I'm Miskaven, too bad. We don't care what the Shlech intends. Once you're invoking Shlichus, the entire act, with all its ramifications, is as though the father did it himself. Imkain, he says, Ein Chilip and Ika Acher Alo, Degam Maisa Acher, Apish Enem Miskaven, Al Karcha, Retrichin Lamer, Sha'av Hu Ahosa. The entire act is as though it were performed in its entirety by the father, and he himself is intending to violate the Lot Sasei. Upshita, he says, again, against the Onigyantov's idea, Pshita Shein Lomar, Deling Tzitzis HaVeheret, Cheshvinen Shumaita HaShliach, Shein HaMaskavein, obviously, so we can say that with regard to the detaching of the Negat Taras, we will leave the act attributed to the Shliach, Uling Mrs. Mila, Mutelos, Cheshvinen Kilo Abu Ose, Havadei Lasa, Shein HaMais, Mishaz LaChatzon, not with the Onigyantov, we cannot split up an action, an act like that. So in summary, here is what we have. First, we have a machlev between the Shagatari and the Beis Halevi. The Shagatari says that even when there's no particular mitzvah on one person, that's still called Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem. For me to give up my mitzvah, even though there's certainly no question of shlichus, when one Kohen declines to do that vote in favor of another Kohen, if the Kohen Gadol declines in favor of a Kohen Hedyot, there's no issue of shlichus. Nevertheless, that's called Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem. Beis Halevi says that it's not called Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem. Shagatari brings a raya from our Gemara that we expect the Av to give up his mitzvah. Beit Levi says, no, that's shlichus, so that's different. The Shach says that in general it is prohibited for a father to relinquish his mitzvah of Mila in favor of someone else. The Tzvua Shar says that it is permitted. Both of them agree that the minhag in their time was the people did it, so the Shach feels the minhag is wrong and has to be corrected. The Tzvua Shar says the minhag is fine. Sefer Mikna says that even the Shach agrees that if the father does it in the format of designating a shliach, that's fine. The Shach is only arguing when he does it derech kibud, without appointing him a shliach, he just gives away the mitzvah to somebody else as an honor. On the other hand, the Tzvua Shar also agrees, even though he's mekel in general, that only says when a person does it derech kibud, but not when he's mevazen the mitzvah, when he's not interested in doing it himself, that's a bizarre for the mitzvah, that's usher, and that's far we also saw in the Maram Shik. On the other hand, we saw that the Chachmas Adam says that this as a Tzvua Shar allows derech kibud, the Chacham says absolutely not. A person should not give up a mitzvah to honor somebody else, even if that person is not from Gadol. All Jews democratically have the same obligation to do mitzvahs, and a person should keep the mitzvah for himself. The Kasha of the Gemara, Le'avadai De'acher. So we have seen three or four different approaches in the Achronim. The Tzvua Shar says that simply means, as we've seen, the father is allowed to honor other people to do the mitzvah, and there was no obligation to keep the mitzvah for himself. Many Acharim, though, the Sefer Mikna, the Gra, the Beis Halevi, say that that's only because that via the mechanism of Shlichus, the father is considered to fulfill the mitzvah in such a manner. Also many Acharim, the Sefer Mikna, the Beis Halevi, the Chachmasajim, the Tzitz Eliezer, say that even if the father has a particular mitzvah, which he will not necessarily fulfill when someone else does the milah, nevertheless, that particular obligation is not enough of a reason to be dosh of a losa, say, of taras, and that's why the Gemara asks le'avad acher. Why not? Either because it's not a real mitzvah by itself, it's just a detail, or because it doesn't have the yud gimel brisos, or because it's l'fnei adibur. But even if he is mevatel a mitzvah, that's still not enough of a reason to do it himself in the presence of the losa, say, of severing a baharis. There is a machlokes achronim also, whether the normal rule of anything that a person cannot do, he cannot make a shliach to do, whether that applies even to situations where the reason he can't do it is simply lack of skill or lack of technical ability. And there's also another svara, another reason why Mila, a father could not make a shliach for Mila, is because in mitzvahs in general, mitzvahs asay, a person cannot make a shliach, thereby to Mikhail, mitzvahs asay, a person can only make a shliach for kinyanim or for gittin kedushin, but he cannot appoint someone else to do a mitzvah and thereby have it be considered that he himself has properly performed the mitzvah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.